Hello, everyone. We are We Have Thoughts. Hope you're having a good day. We are a podcast where we review movies and we have thoughts about them. It's pretty simple, not too hard. I'm Crystal.
This is Joy.
And I'm Anna.
And today, I don't know why that was funny. Today we're talking about Rear Window. Mm-hmm. Classic Rear Window.
It was directed by?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Alfred Hitchcock, sorry.
With a screenplay.
Go ahead.
By John Michael Hayes, based on It Had to Be Murder by Cornell Woolrich, which is a short story. What were you going to say?
We probably should have established that beforehand, like read the credentials, and then I guess we should talk that off the air, but whatever.
Just continue.
We're figuring this out.
Yeah, this is only our second.
We've only been doing it a year.
It's our second episode of season two. By the way, guys, this is season two.
Oh yeah, we're the same podcast, but we did movies. I'm sorry. We did
it's
television
a revamp.
Shows. Revamp is a better word.
You're right. Episode 2.2.
We just went from the CW, and 2.2. Now we're on
classic AFI topped rated.
I don't feel prepared for that. I don't think I'm AFI material.
Who's AFI? Like the band?
America Film Institute. The band.
Why the fuck are we reviewing a band? I thought we were doing movies.
Surprise! Revamp again. Yeah. So Rear Window was from 1954. Mm-hmm. It's rated PG, actually.
Weird.
Which I can kind of get.
Sense. Yeah.
It's not too out there.
I don't remember them cursing at all.
No, I don't think they do. Maybe damn or something. But
this is the second time we've talked about like the ratings. So. Maybe before next episode, I'm gonna try and look into like the history of the rating
it's
system.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so Oscar-wise, it was nominated for Best Director, Best Writing Screenplay, Best Sound Recording, Best Cinematography, Color. But it didn't win anything, so it's just not
Color.
That's a shame.
Here's my synopsis that I wrote.
Ooh.
It's a little lengthy.
Is it AFI approved?
She submitted it yesterday.
Are you going to sing it in a very it's growly
ACJ
rock voice?
ACJ approved.
I like how that was in alphabetical order too.
I didn't even mean it. I just went around the table.
We know okay. ABCs.
Okay, here we go. LB Jeff Jeffries is wheelchair and housebound as he recuperates from a broken leg in New York City's Greenwich Village. As an adventurous cameraman, Jeff quickly becomes bored and turns to spying on his neighbors for entertainment. Mostly he observes normal everyday behaviors, that is until one night during a thunderstorm when he witnesses something suspicious. Now there is a woman missing and a dead dog. Along with his socialite girlfriend Lisa, nurse Stella, and NYPD cop Tom Doyle, Jeff tries to prove that traveling jewelry salesman is a traveling... I was doing so good that a... traveling jewelry salesman is guilty of murder.
Dun dun.
Dun dun dun. That was very descriptive.
That was good.
I thought you were going to be like, just.
No, that sounded like an official one.
Thanks.
Good job. You could be writing synopsis on IMDb.
I am DB.
No, I am LJ.
LB.
LB. Whatever.
LBJ. Like,
CJ. RJ.
CJ Craig? My best friend?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, guys.
So I really needed us to talk about this right now.
Okay,
because
go.
I love this movie.
It's great.
This movie was fantastic. And I guess sometimes I'm like, were movies back then really that good? Or do people just hold them in high esteem because someone told them to? Or just because they're quote-unquote classics? Like, are they really that good? So that's how I'm going through this. I'm like, is it really good? Like, is it still good today? But it really is. The story was interesting. It's the first time you see something like this, at least as far as the 54. That's a really long time ago. So that was the first time I saw this.
You can tell that this was the inspiration for so many things after
it. Yes. I do like seeing that. I like seeing where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
Grace Kelly is a goddess.
She's so beautiful.
Wow. I completely understand the Grace Kelly thing.
She's only 25 in this movie.
I was wondering. Okay, because yeah, I wasn't able to look it up because I
relatively young. And fell then James Stewart is like in his 40s.
That first dress she wears. That's
what I assumed. Because I was like, of course they're going to pair like someone really young and hot with some old dude.
And there was only like, I feel like in that time period, there was only like four leading men. There was Jim Stewart, Gregory Peck, Cary Grant, and there was only Frank Sinatra.
A couple of ladies, too. It was like her and Audrey Hepburn and like, what's her name? Joan something?
Catherine Hepburn.
Other people. They're all like, they basically just mixed and matched roles and stuff. Yeah. But she is so pretty. Her hair, her face.
That first shot of her face, dress, though, when she her just lipstick. Walks into frame.
Wow. That, bitch. That first dress, for the longest time, I've wanted it to be like my wedding dress.
Bitch, I'm gonna figure it out for you. I'm gonna make it happen.
Make it happen.
It's actually a really simple dress to make.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. I want
10 of them, please.
Alrighty. I love the back of it, the way
the scoop V neck. The low V neck. Mm-hmm. Oh, so pretty. Mm-hmm. How it's like almost off the shoulder. It was a little bit of a boat neck neckline. It was so pretty.
Everything she wears in the movie is great.
Yeah. I'm so distracted by how great her fashion is. Like, I found myself like not paying attention to other stuff. I was like, wait, I need to pay attention to the story. But she's so pretty. Oops. It's I love the aesthetic. I love the 50s aesthetic, the 50s fashion. Even like her casual looks, like her cigarette pants with the little frills on the edge and the like halter neckline blouse that she had under her jacket.
I love that.
With the green.
And I love her fucking nightgown.
Gorgeous. That's a dream nightgown. Wow. I want to wear that.
And she's so like her name. She's graceful. Like when she just kind of, she's in the green thing and she like lays down on the couch.
I know. I was like, there is not it's an like ounce of awkwardness. Down. She was just, she walks like liquid. Yeah. Like she's just like,
she didn't have to lay down and readjust herself. She didn't
look have to scoop my boobs over and move my hip and not break my knee.
She didn't look like a beached whale.
Shut up.
I think when they say like Hollywood actress, that's what I think of.
Like classic like Hollywood?
Classic Hollywood.
Yeah.
And she's a literal fucking princess.
Wow. Right. Like, wow. I never got it because I never saw her anything. Now that I've seen her, I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Bitch. She lives up to her name.
She does.
She really does.
Yeah. And what's her name? Elizabeth. Not Elizabeth.
Becky, your favorite?
No. Betty Draper on Mad Men. Would always get compared to Grace Kelly.
January Jones. Yeah.
I'm thinking Elizabeth Moss. Wrong one. January Jones always got compared to Grace Kelly. And there was actually an episode where she was like, because she used to be a model before she got married and whatever. And they compared her to Grace Kelly. And I was like, you're right. Her face is a little longer and thinner, but like, she's very graceful. She has that like very easy edge about her. And I was like, oh. We're just so pretty. It's not fair.
And James Stewart's pretty foxy too.
I love him.
I thought he was interesting looking at first, and then he took his shirt off, and I was like, oh no, he's a little bit older.
Isn't that interesting that that's what a leading man looked like?
Yeah, and I liked it. I was pleasantly surprised that I was like, oh okay, like
yeah,
there wasn't these hyper masculine standards for men. Mm-hmm. It was just like. He looked like a normal man. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I wasn't attracted to him. He looked like a normal man. he looked...
But I was telling Crystal...
He walked off the street.
I was telling Crystal, I really like that, you know, he... At this point in his career, he is an established name, and he is a leading man. And yet he took on a role where he was in a wheelchair, and he didn't, like, get to do manly things, and he didn't get to be, like... He wasn't mobile. He was just in a fucking chair the entire movie, but he was still James Stewart.
Yeah, and he was like the paranoid one and like the one who everyone thinks is exaggerating. They don't believe.
And I think because he was already friends with Alfred Hitchcock by this point. So he trusted him and he knew whatever he was going to do, I'll do it. And the whole war veteran appealed to him as well. Mm-hmm. So that's why he was like, yeah, I'm on board. I'll do it.
Yeah, I definitely.
And he got to his accident happened in a really cool way. So. And he didn't fall down the stairs. He was in the middle of a car accident, like taking pictures.
Oh, I know. That got me so interested. I was like, oh, he's a photographer? Mm-hmm. Sir, okay, talk to me. What are we doing? Also, bitch, that camera lens that he was holding up, he has some arm strength because that bitch is heavy.
I love how he like draped his leg across like, his broken his
leg up to like put it up. Yeah, because like, that shit is heavy. Those things,
especially least, back then.
Yeah, back then they were made of all metal parts and then glass.
Wow.
Now a lot of them, like the not as nice lenses, are made of plastic casing. But those back then, I've held one of those things and fuck. I don't know if I could be an action-y photographer back then because I can't lug this shit around. That shit is heavy.
You'd be getting buff, girl.
Bitch, my arms would look so good. Oh,
you'd be swole.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But I really like that about him. It reminded me of, I don't know if you've ever said it on the podcast, but that dream you had about living in an apartment building. And it's a movie about,
oh my gosh, yeah,
all the different stories of the people that live in the apartment and how they kind of interact with each other. Not necessarily exactly like that, but the fact that you do get a lot of story and a lot of characters in just one film.
and the set, the set was all one big piece.
I love that.
They literally tore out the bottom of the studio and built it down a level. So the bottom is the basement of the studio, and then the second floor is the floor first, is the first floor of the studio, and then they built it up. And it was semi-functional, too, because they had to make it – they had to install this intricate drain system for the rain. And so it had drainage. It had working lights, and so it was pretty livable. And then for the lights, they had, like, one – big lighting set, and there was three different options: day, evening, night.
That's so cool.
And it had to be big because they were it was all the way at the top of the apartment building shooting all the way down. So if it was a day scene, they just flipped the switch for day. And
that is so
I'm
nuts.
Telling Anna, I think this would be a really interesting play.
It would be a very would, it would be a
I would like to see
play.
How they could bring that to the stage.
Yeah, how they what, would how would they produce it that way.
I haven't seen a lot of plays, but I think it would be a really cool one to
and witness. You know what? I know I'm like super not for the whole like remake of this or revamp of that or whatever, but I think this one would be really interesting as a remake.
Really?
Thoughts? Yeah. Thoughts? I have them.
What year did Disturbia come out?
2000-something. Seven, eight, nine.
Is that with Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
It's like a remake of this movie.
Yeah, he's under house arrest. He's got like an ankle bracelet on spying on his neighbors. Because hot girl. And then he's like, oh, she's going to get murdered or something like that.
Speaking of hot girl, of course, it had to be the gratuitous male gaze of the dancing lady, like bending over, like in her underwear and stuff. And I was like, come on.
I was reading. Okay, so before we watched the movie, I was doing a little like reading, and that girl was like only 17 years old. Yeah, and she was like, she just moved to New York or something
to be an actress.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, you're great, come. And he's like, he didn't give her any choreography. He was like, just do your thing, just go.
Oh.
Yeah,
I thought her dance was really interesting. When I saw her dancing, I was like, what is she dancing for?
like, she made all that up.
Not that it was bad. It was just like really random. I was like, this was choreographed very strangely.
Like she's a dancer. She's always dancing like a chef. Everything like a chef hat or something like that.
But I did like that when he looked at her or, you know, the other tenants of the apartment building, it mirrored kind of what he was feeling. So he was like, I'm never going to get married. I don't want to be tied down. And then he looked over there and she was all dancing and happy free. And he's like, see, that's what I want. And then he looks over at the married couple and he's like, oh, that's what it could be. Mm-hmm. Like, I really enjoyed that.
What's interesting, too, is like all of these apartments are so different. Like the ballerina or the dancer lives in like
she lives
super,
in a little
super small.
It looks like an add on to the actual building.
And then the songwriter over here lives in like this beautiful window like
with the balcony.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's and even the couple. Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Their layout.
Lonely Hearts at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's they're all so different. It's very interesting.
I was like, I want to live in a place like that where none of the layouts are the same.
Yeah,
everything's
that's cool.
Interesting and cool and different. And like your neighbor's place doesn't look like your place. I think that was very fun.
And then Gregory Peck's, that was the only room. Like he had that and then the little kitchen and then.
You mean James Stewart?
Did I say Gregory?
Yeah.
You definitely
like,
did.
He was in this movie? I don't think so.
Wait, where?
You didn't see him? Nah. He was one of the tenants in the apartment building on the other side.
He was the David Tennant.
Hilarious.
I thought he said he had a little store just came out.
I thought he said he had a two bedroom. So I know that there was like he went in, or not him, but Grace Kelly went into the next room.
Yeah, yeah.
It looked like the bathroom. That's what I was wondering, because it kind of looked like she just went into the bathroom. Mm. And I was like, so when he says two room, is it the, like, I was curious about that.
I mean, just the, like the bedroom and the rest of the room. I don't know what that means back then.
Who knows? They were also different. It could have been.
I know.
So the songwriter, the guy over there,
yeah,
he invented the Alvin and the Chipmunks.
What?
He was a real songwriter. And he was like composing music as the movie was going on. He was just piano.
That's so cool that they got kind of like the freedom to do like,
yeah,
just do whatever. I love that. And that he trusted that they're going to get it.
And they would get direction in like flesh colored earpieces. So he wouldn't, he would be. Because
he's not.
Yeah. So he would be, if he was in the apartment, he'd be in James Stewart's apartment.
And then shoot it from there.
Like, yeah. You know, whatever.
Nice.
Isn't that cool?
I love so that. Great. We watched a featurette documentary after the movie that's on the DVD.
Oh, fuck. I saw that, but I was so sleepy. I went to bed.
Yeah. He was saying that during the scene where the couple above the one that the murdered. The murdered. Oh,
the
couple.
The new married couple.
No, the older married couple with the dog.
Mattress outside.
Oh, the mattress. Mm-hmm.
The scene where it starts to rain and they're pulling the mattress in, he was giving them opposite directions. So he was being, the man was being told to bring it in through one window and she was being told to bring it in through the other. So it was a natural tug of war and it naturally happened.
Okay, first of all, how did Alfred Hitchcock not win for director this year? Damn. I don't know what else won, but this is really great. And this holds up even after a long period of time. I feel like this could very naturally be set in any time or place, minus the phone. Other than that, like, everything seems...
Or the thing could be set, or the light bulb thing that he was flashing at him.
Oh, my God. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, my God, that's so cool. I've always wanted to use one of those. I've never gotten to use one because no one really has one anymore. And if they do, they're fucking expensive. And also, I don't know how to use it. But I was like, oh, that's so cool. I want this old camera. Sir, can I have your stuff? It's probably like in some museum now worth millions of dollars. But
that'd be cool.
Whatever.
Maybe it'll be at the new Academy Museum of Movies.
Bitch.
Or whatever they're fucking calling it.
We are going to go
Academy,
to this.
Wait, what was it? Academy Museum, I think is what they call it.
The museum for the Academy. Whatever it is.
So question.
We're going to go.
Has anyone of y'all broken a bone before?
No, thank God.
Really? No. Oh, wow. Okay, just me.
I'm naturally huge boned. So, I'm built like a dinosaur. Made to last.
I didn't break a bone. I chipped it, but it hurt a lot. And, oh, God. Okay. It's so embarrassing. So, I didn't tell the real reason I broke my foot or chipped my foot for, like, years because I was so embarrassed. So, I was dancing around in the living room in the kitchen.
I love
and
this
And I totally slipped, right? And I was, like, doing... Because I was in high school. I was in color guard. I was practicing, whatever. So I like try to do a leap, right? And I leap, and then there was something on the floor, and I was like in the midair, like, oh my God, I'm gonna step on it. So I land on the side of my foot, like right on the side.
Jeez.
And I like boom, and I fall, and I was like, oh, this hurts. And like, listener, just so you know, I'm very klutzy. Like, I fall all the time.
She does.
So my mom was like, you're fine, just get up, just you're fine, right? I'm like, no, mom, it really hurts. And again, this is all normal. So the next day at school, I'm walking to like first period, and it feels like every time I step on my right foot, it feels like needles are digging into my foot. Every time I step, and I was like, this feels weird. And in my head, I'm like, I'll be fine.
Suck it up.
The pain will be fine. By like third period, I was like, I can't. I'm going to black out. This pain is awful. So I like hobbled along to the nurse, and she was like, you need to go to the doctor now. Call my mom, and she's like, oh my God. Oh no. So we go to the doctor, and he's like, so he's teaching me like when you break a bone, there's like three stages or something. Mm. And I was in the first stage, and I was like, this is so painful. Breaking a bone must feel worse. It was traumatic. So I had like a brace and a cast and everything. It sucks.
No.
And I was one of those girls that was like, oh, crutches, they sound fun. No, they do not. They are awful. And then, like, I'm super short, right? So, like, they were super high.
Way too high on you.
And I was like this all the time. It was a mess.
Oh God.
So I was like,
I can only imagine.
I haven't, so funny. I have been in a full leg brace though, but I went on over my pants and I could take it on and off.
Yeah, that's lucky. A cast is awful. And then really when they were taking, because it was just my foot, right? Mm-hmm. Because he had like leg all the way.
It was his whole ass leg.
So when he was scratching himself, I was like, bruh, I get it. Ooh, I get it.
So. I was like, ew, it must be so gross and musty under there.
So whenever she was cutting it off, she was cutting it off. So she had like this huge like saw thing. Mm-hmm. And she, I think she was new or something. And I was so nervous because she saw it. And then I felt like a cut. And I was like, and I jumped. She's like, oh, okay. Let me go get the nurse. And I was like,
bitch, so you're not the nurse.
So she just left like the saw there and like my foot half open. And I was like, oh no. What's happening? I was so scared. And so, yeah, sure enough, she took the cast off and I had a cut like right on the top of my foot right there.
Jesus.
Yeah. And this it bitch. Was, what was weird is like my foot was so much more skinnier than my leg because I had the cast on for so long. And I was like, oh, that's weird. It was around the summertime and I don't know why there was glitter, but there's glitter in my cast. She took it off and it was falling off.
Wow.
That feels that's very crystal.
That is the most crystal story.
I'm there's surprised glitter there wasn't under food here. In there.
No.
No snacks for later.
I've been taking a shower with that thing. Get out of here.
Oh, hell.
My mom, we had a stand-up shower, right? So I would have to sit down. We got a chair for myself. I like put a little like plastic bag around it and like stick it out the... And I was like, wash my hair.
Oh, my God.
It was a mess.
Yeah, like him having the nurse and doing everything for him, I was like, I would get so annoyed after like day one. I'd just be like, I just want to fucking do something for myself. God, I get so restless.
Can't. Like, there's,
I'd probably break my leg again. I can, like I can never break anything because I'm like, no, I need it for as lazy and as sleepy as I am. I really like if I get stuck somewhere, I'm just like, no. I gotta go. Let's go. What are we doing? Something else.
And you are. And then, oh, okay, another story. Right. So I had the crutches, right? Mm-hmm. And I, okay, so the high school that I went to, I didn't know had an elevator till after I was done. But I was so pissed. No one told me. I went to the front office and I told them like, can I have a pass to leave class early? Because blah blah blah. Just like sure. Not once mentioned the elevator that I could have used. I'm still mad about that. Anyways.
You should go back and tell them. Sue them. Sue whatever. Those hosts.
So I was taking a test and I was on the second floor and I was like, I have to go because I'm going to be late. So I think because they let me leave 5 minutes before class and it was like 2 minutes. I'm like, great, I'll be fine. So I'm like hobbling along and the girl who was usually helping me wasn't done with her test yet. And I was like, no, it'll be fine. It's not that far.
Oh, no.
So, from the choir room area, I had like a speech class, mm-hmm. and I was going down the stairs, and I tripped.
Crystal.
And I fell. And right as I hit the floor, guess what happens? The bell rings. And there I am on the floor, and nobody helped me. Oh, not no. one. And I was like, this is where I this is my life.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck? First of all, rude bitches in high school, get it together. Don't be disgusting. Don't like, be an it wasn't, asshole.
It's not a big hallway. Like, they clearly saw me.
That's, I'm so sorry.
I was in the middle of the stairs walking either side of me. Like, I was the median.
What do you think you were doing? Were you directing traffic with your body?
I don't know.
These people are the worst.
I just remember, like, looking at the floor going, I'm just going to put my head down because what's the point?
Oh, no.
And before that, like no one saw this one, but like the girl was helping me and I was like trying to be funny. And so I was hopping up the stairs and I went, pfft. So I've fallen up and downstairs before.
Oh, I something. Have too.
So yeah, that was very dramatic.
Oh my God.
And then when I discovered the elevator, like 2 weeks after I got my cast off, I just burst into tears. So
mad. Well, thank goodness. You weren't driving, and you didn't have to go up those steep stairs to get up from the parking lot.
Oh, hell.
That's a big staircase.
God. That is yeah, I know. But hopefully they would have... No, the elevator's right there. Whatever. Yeah.
I want to go back in time and, like, punch all of those people in the face for you.
I remember. That was very...
That's so rude. I'm so sorry. Yeah. People are bitches.
Oh, so I made sure to leave class no matter what I was doing 5 minutes early. I was like, I'll just finish tomorrow. It's fine. Don't... It's fine.
Shit. Yeah. Well, I mean, at least this guy broke his leg, like, trying to solve a murder.
The more you know about me, getting to know me.
Getting to know you.
Getting to know all about you.
Have
you
also met? Lisa, what the fuck? She went into Lisa. She I went know. Into his apartment with just scaling the wall and like, bitch, he's what gonna be back. What
a fucking hero.
She's a bad bitch. Oh my god.
She is. Okay. I'm like, he thought like, ooh, she's a socialite. She can't hang in the jungle. Bitch, she just went into a murderer's apartment.
And you saw him fall instantly in love with her even
more. I was like, I get like, it, dude. Damn, I get it.
Me too. Okay.
Wow.
Grace Kelly.
She can get
Grace
it.
Grace Kelly did
like,
that.
She was like waving at him like, she's
like, what are we doing? What are we doing? The murderer's house.
The like it was a cartoon.
I love
and
then her.
I love when she turned she had her back and she pointed to her finger of the ring like look.
Oh my god, so smart.
So
what
good.
A smart bitch. I love her.
Right, same thing.
Where is her Oscar? She should have gotten an Oscar for that.
She
stopped
back shortly after this to
become yeah because to become the princess of Monaco or whatever.
Wow.
What a life.
Right,
accurate.
But then she it was like she's just not gonna she's just gonna be the princess now. She's not gonna do anything.
Yeah, she stopped
again.
Acting and she got married when she was what, 20s?
She was the Meghan Markle of her day.
Oh my god, she yeah. was I thought of that while right. I was watching it and I was like oh my god, there's another princess. Wow. Amazing.
Right?
Have you guys ever seen any other Hitchcock films?
No, but after watching this, I really want to.
I've seen the birds.
I thought I was gonna be scared. But now I'm very entertained. Yeah. And like, although getting towards the end when she was in the apartment and like, you wasn't sure if she, you wasn't sure.
You wasn't sure.
It's a very realistic build of suspense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's not until she's in the apartment and you're like, oh my God, oh my I'm getting nervous. Oh my God.
I was like freaking out. I was like, I want to turn it up, but they're asleep. I can't turn it up anymore. Oh my God, I can't hear anything.
I wasn't asleep.
And I just, you just see like, what's his name? Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff?
Jeff? My name is Jeff.
Fucking Jeff. You just see Jeff and his nurse just like, oh my god, what are we going to do? And she's like not doing anything. Like, what is she going to do? Like, throw a rock into the apartment?
That man was huge.
Yeah. That was a big guy. I was so scared there for a minute because I was like, is this going to go like films do nowadays? Where he's going to like brutally murder her while her spouse is like watching? Like, oh my god, I'm very scared.
Also, I loved the way it was staged because when he actually sees her, it's between the windows where we don't see what's happening.
Yes.
So it makes us like even more
we're like freaking like, out. Oh my god. Oh my god.
When we're seeing when the camera is his vision, so we're seeing what he's seeing. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it's perfect. Yeah, when it's a little bit more like zoomed into what mm-hmm. he's actually seeing. The camera work in this was phenomenal. The direction in this was amazing. Wow. 5 stars.
Yeah.
This was really good. And I was like, fuck, they're asleep. I can't talk about this. What am I going to do? Hurry up tomorrow.
I think we have a podcast to discuss these things.
Right?
Hurry up tomorrow.
Good thing I have a notebook to take notes.
Also, why? Okay, another thing that I was like, dumb people in horror movies. They left his door to his apartment unlocked. So that the bad guy could get in.
Oh, yeah.
His door. Sir, you know he's coming. You can at least roll your chair like a little bit closer. If not, why did your nurse not fucking lock the door from the inside when she was leaving?
Because no, how is he going to unlock it to let her back in?
Who cares? The scary guy is out there. Like, you were. He is more worried about his fucking nurse getting in than the scary guy getting in. Like, I don't understand. Just fucking lock the door.
It wasn't real until then, though.
Yeah.
It became real so quickly.
Yes, it was. Okay. He just was not thinking.
The shadows of his feet underneath the door. Genius.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the fact that when he walked in, all you can see was just his eye, mm-hmm. his eyelids, his eyes.
And, whatever. Like, we were talking about this on and on. Like, it's interesting how he's walking so slowly towards him that he lets all those light bulbs hit him.
And he's just like, do.
Bitch, also those bulbs, that's some bright ass shit.
What? Yeah.
Look into a flash. Like, you think the flash on your phone is bright when you take a picture?
What a dumb criminal.
You could tell he was not practiced.
No, he was not.
This is his first murder. But he's not experienced.
But then the shot of him going like this, like, freaked me out.
Oh, yeah. And then the shot of him, like falling out the window is like,
oh, yeah, yeah. It was so interestingly done.
Mm-hmm. I was like, This bitch is... He should have been blind after the first one. A real flash? Right. A real flash? And I thought, like, that's bright Jimmy as Stewart, shit.
Like, kick him with your cast. That sucker hurts. Like, something, man.
Did he not have, like...
I don't think he should have, like, thrown because it went all the way over his hip. I don't think he could maneuver his
body that way. I just think, like
twist after your, he twist was your done, body and,
I don't know.
After he was done with the bulbs, he should have thrown them at him because they're glass bulbs. Like,
oh, yeah.
If you would have hit him, he would have at least been, like, scratched up or deterred. See, but that's hard.
When someone's coming at you, like, if you're not in the right
mind. He was coming very slowly, though.
That's true, yeah. He was tired after a long day of murdering somebody.
I still would have just been like, okay, come get me.
Okay. You wouldn't fight for your life?
No, I probably would, but...
Would you dance for your life?
Yes, I would.
Lip sync for your life. Oh, man. There's Drag no Race comes back this week, and I'm so excited. So when I was watching this, it reminded me of a photographer, Arnie Svensson, who did a photo series called Neighbors. And he lived in... where did he live? He lived in Tribeca, and so he got the same thing, the same kind of lens that Jeff is using on his camera, a telephoto lens, and took pictures of people inside of their apartments. So essentially, like, this kind of, like, Peeping Tom-ish sort of thing. So it's, like, people, like, with their dog or people with their backs turned. Like, in none of these pictures can you actually see the identity of the of his neighbors. But I want to show it to you guys because it's very interesting. It's very well done, like, very well composed. But he was sued twice by his neighbors for invasion of privacy. And he actually won those cases.
Wow.
They ruled that under the First Amendment and free speech or free something, free press, whatever, that, you know, it's art. So he's allowed to do that.
What year was this?
Not that long ago. This was 2013.
Oh, wow.
2012, 2013. Yeah. So it was very recent.
I mean, their faces weren't shown, right?
So no, just, their faces weren't shown. But, like,
you could see. Would that bother you if someone took a picture of you and didn't show your face?
Yes.
Yeah?
Personally, yes.
Depends on how they use it.
That's also true.
Personally, like, if I approved it and if he comes to me and he's like, hey, I want to use this, okay. But if he just does it and doesn't tell me, that's another thing.
It reminds me of, like, you know how when they talk about weight loss things on the news? I haven't watched news in a long time, but they have, like footage of, like, people walking.
Of fat people?
But it's just, like, their midsection. I'm like, who's allowing that?
That's rude. That's rude. I think about that every time. I'm like, if you had videoed me, I'd be fucking suing your ass, bitch. I'm going to make money off of you because but you're rude. But
would you? Because no one know it was you, technically.
But still.
I would know.
Like, you were using it without my permission. But unless you had a sign out in the city saying that you were filming everything in this populated area.
But by, like, suing them, it's still a violation. Make, make yourself known that was you. At least before that, they didn't know.
I don't give a fuck. I want money. Okay. How else am I going to pay for an apartment? But they were really... I'm going to pull them up. Someone else talk about something while I show you this.
Yeah, so... go ahead.
So in 2012, Vertigo, another one of Hitchcock's movies, topped Citizen Kane as the British Film Institute's greatest film.
Wow.
Interesting. And then I took a... I did some reading on... you know, Hitchcock and kind of him. He made 50. Oh, okay. We're looking at some pictures now.
This is great for a non-video medium.
Ass.
And I continue.
He made 50 feature-length films, 46 Oscar nominations, and 6 wins. And he makes cameos in almost all of his projects. He was.
Did he make a cameo in this?
He was in the piano player's apartment. He was at the very beginning.
I thought that was his head shape.
He was the guy. Because that's how he. Yeah. He was the guy at the fireplace.
Oh, nice.
In 1929, his film Blackmail was the first British talkie movie, the first British film with to have words.
Oh, wow.
Not a silent film. And 4 of his films are often ranked among the greatest films: Rear Window, Vertigo, North by Northwest, and Psycho.
So, how old is he at this point? Or how old? When was he born?
He was born.
I love that one. It's beautiful.
It is. Yeah. See, they're, like, really well done photos, but just, like,
early 19.
Like, if someone took a picture of me sleeping like that, I'd be like, "No, sir. No, sir. Come ask me first. You need my permission."
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, they're very beautiful photos. He described them as, like, little human vignettes. just like little yeah. peaks, I love that word, little vignette. Technically windows into yeah. their soul yeah. or whatever. But it's just what I think it was Lisa, the one that said, what about Rear Window ethics? Like, are you mm-hmm. a peeping Tom? Is this fine? Is yeah. this okay? What if you see something you're not supposed to see?
This, there's a lot of talk about the voyeurism of this film.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, yeah, like it's pretty normal for everybody to just observe what they see.
Right.
But because he's stuck where he is, he's seeing a lot more than what he would normally see.
Exactly.
So where is that line and how, what are the ethics of a rear window?
Also, like, interesting right. now, if you think about today, we just have so much more to distract us. Mm-hmm. So this is...
So really, anybody could be watching you and you just not yeah. notice.
I always feel like somebody's people look at the window.
Well, sometimes we record here in the dining room and we have the windows open. So I wonder if our neighbors are actually looking.
One time, right? That one time I fell.
Well, I mean, there's a hole here.
They're just seeing you. I'm fine then, I guess.
okay, so I also wrote down this quote from a film critic, not a movie reviewist.
Not us, but an actual film critic.
An actual film critic. Robin Wood said, a Hitchcockian film is an organism with the whole implied in every detail and every detail related to the whole.
Interesting.
And I was like, yeah.
I'm going to have to see more. I'm very intrigued to see more Alfred Hitchcock. I didn't think I was going to be, but I was pleasantly surprised by this.
Yeah, I took awesome. I took a course over a summer in a summer camp when I was... fifth, sixth grade. Mm-hmm. You got to choose the classes you took. So I took like French and...
Do you know French?
I still remember how to say my name, like je m'appelle Anna.
I like how you speak in French, you speak faster.
Bonjour.
That's true.
Je m'appelle.
Mostly because I don't want anybody to hear how awful it is.
So when you've listened to it, slow it down on your...
Ça va. Oui, ça va.
What is that?
Ça va, Miss, how are you?
Oh, okay.
Oui, ça va. I'm good, thanks. I'm good, how are you?
I don't know French. I'm not going to correct you. Me neither.
Je ne sais pas means I don't know.
That's all I need to know for French.
I use that all the time. Anyway, but I took film and it was focused on Hitchcock. So we watched parts of Rear Window. We watched parts of Bird and Rope and North by Northwest. Is it North by Northwest or South by... It's North by Northwest. Northwest.
South by Southwest is a film festival. Film music festival.
I was like, why does this sound wrong? Yeah.
They're the same, yes.
So that was my first introduction and I became obsessed. So in like sixth grade, I was that kid at home watching Psycho. And then...
I don't know if I would watch Psycho, but I'm down to watch other less scary.
I just wanted to see Rope.
I have no idea what it's about.
I've seen The Birds, but I was a kid, so I don't really remember it too much.
I'll but then anything. I would switch over to Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. So it evened out.
That girl was a one. You were just versatile, is what it was. Drama queen.
Everything you want to be.
Your single's out now, guys.
You could change her destiny.
Now she's a somebody.
That album is fire.
So good.
Except that they cut best that one song movie. And made it into one.
Yes. Bitch, I fucking love that movie. Oh, my God. Old school Lindsay Lohan. I'm sad.
And Alison Pill. I always forget that's her.
I fucking love her. That's what I was like. You, I love you.
You're Lola. Great. My name is Lola.
Oh, my God. My last note on here was, I was suspensed. That's how tired I was.
I was suspensed.
My last note is, there's beauty in the simplicity of the movie.
Yes. Because you don't have... You're not going to a million places. There's literally only one set.
Yeah.
And he made so much happen in just one place. Yeah.
That's talent, fantastic. Fan-freaking-tastic.
That's a good filmmaker.
Right. It is.
So I'm impressed.
Final thoughts?
I was suspensed.
There you go. That's good. We were suspensed.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I think it was great. It's interesting to watch this knowing... And seeing like, oh, I recognize that reference. I recognize that, you know.
Yeah.
Very, it's borrowed a lot more than I realized.
Yeah. I think that's what's going to be the exciting part about doing this is mm-hmm. that we're going to recognize like, oh, well, in this movie, this ties back to this. And mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah. I think that's the fun part.
Agreed.
Also, I just want to see more Grace Kelly now.
Amen.
Oh, gosh, she's so pretty.
It's not fair. It's just not fair.
Yeah. Wow.
Who did her hair and makeup? They're probably dead now, but like, she do probably, my hair and makeup.
I would believe that she just wakes up like that.
Fuck. Flawless.
Ugh, gross. Yeah. Fucking princess. What? I love her. All right. Well, yeah, that was good.
That was great. So thanks for listening, everybody.
Has anyone else watched Rear Window? Tell us. Oh, yeah.
Let
us
know. Or any other Hitchcock films you want to recommend?
Which is your favorite Hitchcock film?
Yeah.
Which one should we watch and why?
Holla at us on Twitter.
Holla back, girl.
Or boy. Do we have any boy listeners? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. Let's go through our phone.
I know for sure we have one, and that's your friend. And maybe JD.
Which, not really, no. I don't think she remembers how to get to the app, to the podcast app. I love you if you're listening. My dad said he was going to start, but I don't know if he ever did.
Huh.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Soup.
I don't know. Does anyone...
Boys.
If you're a boy, holla
any,
at us.
Any males, any masculine peoples.
Holla at us. Let us know.
Anyone's?
Anyone's, yeah.
Literally, is anyone listening? Honestly, that's
just... please. Just anybody, really.
Is there anybody out there?
Can anybody hear me?
Come up. All right, that's enough.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Bye.